Tell the problem.
Well, and then what do you call these, you know, they come in different shapes. You'd find some of them yellow with a crooked neck, and then some of them, white, and they're kind of flat, and little scallops around the edge of them. And some people, fry them, and some people bake them or boil them. What do you call that? There's a lot of them right about this time of the year.
You would call that, at least I would call it, I would call it a pumpkin.
And then something a lot smaller than a pumpkin that tastes a little like it. And you can boil it or bake it or fry it. Well, sometimes they're just real small, you know, just shaped kind of like that, with a crooked neck to them.
I'd call it a tater pumpkin.
What kind of melons did you raise, Charlie?
What?
What kind of melons did you raise when you used to raise melons?
Well, when I was raising watermelon, I raised these blue ones.
Did you sometimes raise the yellow-meated ones and sometimes the red-meated ones too?
Sometimes I come across one that has yellow meat, but most of them would be red meat.
What do you call a little tiny yellow melon?
You call that a mushmallow.
Now, did you have a different name for them if they had a smooth rind and if
no,
they had a rough
no,
rind?
No, just call it a...
Call it the same name if it's a rough rind, too. Now, what do you call these that little white, wild thing that comes up out in the woods in real shady places after rain? They grow real fast. You can just walk up to them and kick them over. You know, they're soft. Some people fry them, but you're afraid you'll get poison if you eat them.
Some people fry. Well...
Sometimes they grow out around an old lot. Out in a shady place.
Well... I'd call that a turnip, wouldn't you?
Well, now this is something softer than a turnip. It grows up and looks like a little umbrella. Looks like a little parasol out in the woods. Mm-hmm. Up on a stem, you know. And cook them, but sometimes people would get poison on them.
I would call it,
grows around old rotten stumps. And
yeah, I can't call it now. I'd call it, can't call it name, but I know it.
Mush?
Mush, yeah.
Mush what?
Mush, I can't call it. I know it. What I see them, got them, and eat them.
And your mushrooms, is that what you're thinking about?
Yeah.
Do you remember what people used to call the ones that you didn't eat, the poison kind?
I'd call it,
if a man has a sore throat, so the inside of his throat is all swollen, you say he couldn't eat that piece of meat because he couldn't what?
Because he couldn't swallow. I told him so.